Hi, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. And, I mean, unless I get more, I'll do a part two to this. But right now, I got a part one to my question that I was going to ask yesterday, which was, what, as a kinky person, do vanilla people do that really just irritates you? And I finally have an answer to that. And, well, we're going to talk about it. So, hopefully, this will work out. If people send me more, there probably will be a part two. But right now, this is what I've got so far. And, yeah. So, let's do this. I'm going to give them in the order in which I received them, because that just works easier for me. So, yeah. All right. Mic is on. Button. Mic is on. Okay. The first one came from Twitter, and it says that they hate when people aren't willing to learn and are very closed-minded. I completely agree 120 million kajillion percent with this, because I have had many relationships where people just don't want to learn anything, and they're like, oh, I'm interested, but like, I don't want to ask questions, and like, I don't want to learn how to do the things. I just want to like wing it. That's not cool, bro. You got to kind of learn how to do things. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, that one is a good one. I like that one. And I totally agree. So, mic is on. Next. Next one came from Discord, and it says, making a point to let you know that they would never do the things and they're not into it at all. Paraphrasing a bit. But yes. Yes, I've had that happen too. And they're just like, oh, well, you're into that. I'm never going to do that. That's just weird. And yeah. Judgy motherfuckers, and it was a lot of them. Some of them are not, but a lot of the ones that I've encountered definitely say these kinds of things, and I don't get it at all. All right, next. Next one also came from Discord. I swear most of these have came from Discord. I don't know what it is with Discord, but if this is not incentive for you to join my server, I don't know what is. Okay, next one came from Discord too, and it says, when vanillas think that DDLG is about incest. Look, bro, we've already kind of had this discussion, but I'm going to say this again. DDLG is not about incest or pedophilia or like any kind of thing like that. It is two adults who are not related, doing the kinky thing with each other, and one just likes to sometimes or all the time or whatever be little. And what is wrong with that? There is nothing, like, I could go on a tangent about this. There is nothing wrong with an adult human being little. There is nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Ugh. It has nothing to do with being sexually attracted to minors or little children, or it has nothing to do with having daddy issues. It has nothing to do with being into that kind of thing. Like, it's not what you think it is. So vanillas, take a step back and do your research before you go spouting off mouth. I'm just saying. Oh, this is a topic I feel very passionate about. My blood pressure is going through the roof at the moment. Okay. We're going to move on to the next one before I have a coronary. Ooh, I missed one. I'm so sorry. Okay. The one that I missed says, those people that feel the need to, like, get all up in your scene while it's in progress, especially the swinger types, yeah, people, I mean, look, don't, it's okay, if you're gonna watch a scene, but like, don't go around interrupting a scene. People don't generally like that behavior. Just don't do it. I mean, come on, people. That's like basic BDSM 101 here. Like, don't go, I mean, like, okay, unless that person is in some serious bull, don't do it, okay? Just don't. Because it's not just, oh my god, these vanilla people are really, really irritating me today. Okay. Just don't go interrupting scenes, all right? All right. Okay. Okay. Next. And the last one, which is also from Discord. Hi, Discord people. I'm sure most of you probably will know when you hear the things who said what. Okay. The last one says, thinking that just because you're a submissive, that you're automatically a doormat. That's not what being a submissive is. I know that there are those types out there, but I'm definitely not a doormat. I mean, like, some probably would assume so just because, like, I don't know why they would assume that, but, like, just submissive is not equated to doormat, people. So just, we need to stop with that because it's not. Yes, there are those types that seem to be doormat-like, probably out there. Maybe they've got a fetish for it. I don't know. But a lot of the submissives that I know that are around, I mean, I don't know them, like, know them, but I know them from, like, online places. They are very outspoken and loud. I don't mean loud in a derogatory term. Please don't shoot me. But they're very opinionated and they are outspoken and they're just very opposite of what you would think when you hear the word submissive, but they're definitely submissive to their partners. So to assume anything less is kind of silly. Actually, I'm thinking of a perfect example of assuming that, which isn't my story, but there is a podcast host named Kayla Lords. I don't know if anybody who listens to my podcast also listens to Loving BDSM, but if you do, you know who I'm talking about. If you don't, go look up the Loving BDSM podcast because it's great. But anyway, Kayla is a submissive to her daddy, John Brownstone, and they host a podcast together. And apparently she had gotten a comment on her, like, YouTube channel that she can't possibly be a submissive because she talks too much, which just made me laugh. Submissives are not always meek, mild, quiet little things. They can be outspoken and loud and proud and not soft and, you know, reserved. That's the word I was looking for, reserved. They can be, you know, the exact opposite. Stereotypes, man, stereotypes. All right, so that was my list. Like I said, if I get any more between now and whenever this podcast goes live in 2 weeks, I will definitely do a part two to this because I feel like this is a lot of fun, and I feel like because I just posted it to my subreddit also, I feel like people are gonna probably chime in there too, and if they do, well, I will either keep this recording or just make a part two. I don't know yet. We'll see, but I probably will just make a part two at some point. because this is fun. So, also at some point, I'm also going to do a things that kinky people do that drive kinky people insane. That's also on my list of things to do. So if you want to participate in that as soon as I'm ready to do that one, which will probably be next week sometime, I will post about it in all the places. So if you want to participate in that particular challenge when the time comes, you can follow my Twitter. The link is on my show profile, I think. I hope it should be. If you don't really do the Twitter thing, you can, I don't know, you can somehow figure out how to ask me for my Discord server links, because Discord is where I got most of the answers. Or you can also ask me, or you can, what else can you do? Yeah, you can follow my Twitter, join my Discords, ask for the Discord links, and that's pretty much it, I think. And yeah. Also, as a side note, the reason I'm recording these like super, super early and like scheduling them for like a really long ways away is because next, tomorrow I'm getting my COVID shot, and I'm not sure how long I'm gonna be out of commission, so I'm just doing this now and getting it over with while I still can. So that's what's going on there. So, anyways, I am done. That's my list. Bam! We did it. So, if you liked this podcast, feel free to subscribe and like and follow and do the things. You can also follow my Twitter, like I said. It's somewhere on my profile, but if it's not, for whatever weird, crazy reason, profiles act weird, you can just search for Luna the Kitten 92. And find it. The Discord link to my general kink server is pinned to the top of my profile on Twitter. But if you don't want to join that one and you want to join the podcast only server for people who listen to my podcast, hi people, like six of you, you can ask me for the link and I will give you the link. And I mean, yeah, I still have my, like, subreddit and things, but I don't really promote them because nobody ever posts in there. So, anyways, I hope everybody is safe and doing well. And until next time I record a podcast, let's keep filling the world with hearts. And stay kinky, y'all. See ya!